All right, I hit record, so no muss. Give me a sound test.
All right, I'm going to give you a sound test right now.
Okay.
Silence, or I will place an energy band over your mouth.
Yeah, we sound good. We didn't say who's going to do the intro, Joe. You want to do it? All right, you do it. You're kind of quiet there. Maybe I need to turn some stuff down. Yeah, I need to turn some stuff down.
Well, let me tell you. Welcome to the Just the Cousins podcast.
Okay, so this is the first time I didn't test the levels before we hit record, and you sound terrible. I can't hear anything.
All right, then stop it. Let's start over.
No, I'm not stopping it. Are you crazy? That's not how we work.
All right, motherfucker. Welcome to the Just the Cousins podcast. My name is Joe Neal.
Nice.
That is Jason Mark, and this is JBC. Fucking A.
Whee! I don't know what's going on. You got all quiet all of a sudden. I guess I can turn you up. You want me to turn you up?
Oh, man, I want you to start over so bad for the first time ever.
That's why I'm so not doing it. I just turn you up. It's fine.
Damn it. I knew it. I knew it.
Oh, now you're robot. All right. You're all robot-y. As everyone can tell, probably, this is going to be a no-topic episode, and we're not prepared. We didn't prepare anything, and we're still not prepared to do this episode because we did one yesterday.
I can't even believe that you're willing to continue with this low quality. Look, low quality is the standard, but please, this is fucking hardcore.
Well, dude, what am I supposed to do? Your microphone's all foobarred. Your computer's all rebarred. Your chair is all boobarred. I don't know. What am I supposed to do?
Hey, so how did you like that sound test?
That was really good, dude. That was really good.
It was pretty good. I've been practicing it for a while.
I liked it. I liked it a lot.
Here, let me do it again. Let me do it again real quick.
Okay, good.
Silence, or I will place an energy band over your mouth.
Yeah, that's real good, dude.
Did you like it?
I did. That's very... it made me feel like...
I'm getting pretty good at that shit, I think.
I think so. It made me feel like Xena was in the room.
Yeah.
Which is great. Mm-hmm. Because I think that out of all of the, like, out of, like, all of the TV kick-ass heroines, I think she's the one that would have the strongest aroma. You know what I mean? Like, she would smell, and it wouldn't be a bad smell, just you would know. Like, you walk in a room, you're like, oh, Xena's here for sure. I could totally smell Xena. You know what I'm saying? I feel like that would be the case. And when you do that, la 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 la, it makes me smell it. I smell her. I smell Xena. And that's the name of tonight's show. I smell Xena.
It's a little bit creepy, but I like it. Here's the thing. Okay. So I've been working on you remember Shags, right?
Yeah, I do.
I learned that thing. That thing. Here, let me try it one more time.
Okay, go ahead.
Silence, or I will place an energy band over your mouth.
Yeah, you learned that from Shags?
I did. God damn it, I'm getting really good at it.
You are, really.
Here, now, when it comes to Shags, I think it's awesome because I've now been working on an impersonation of Shags.
Oh.
My favorite line from Shags is, suck a dick and suck it well. So let me do it just like Shags.
Okay, you do it, and then I'll play the clip right afterwards, and we'll see if people know.
Oh, yeah. But listen, I'm fucking good at this. Are you ready?
You are. Yeah, you are fucking good at it.
Suck a dick and suck it well, motherfucker.
Suck a dick and suck it well, motherfucker. Dude,
I don't even know. Wow. That was good, dude.
Right?
Yeah.
Here, let me do it one more time. God damn it, I've been practicing it all week. Okay. Here we go. All right,
suck a dick and suck it well, motherfucker.
Suck a dick and suck it well, motherfucker.
Wow. Wow.
Pretty good, right?
You know what? Remember what I said about smelling Xena? I can smell you now, dude. I can smell you.
What kind of low-budget motherfucking shit is this?
Wow.
Hi, Jason.
Hi. Oh, man.
You smelled correctly, except for it was a Middle Eastern, not Xena.
Now, please, of course, Jags, you're going to have to lean in because our technical difficulties are it's exorbitant at this point. Hey, You realize that Shags has been in the room for a long time, didn't
had,
you?
Had no idea. None. Zero.
What? Are you fucking kidding me?
I'm not fucking kidding you.
We thought you were messing with us.
No. Seriously?
No.
I was trying to give you every clue. Like, my impersonation of Shags, did you think I had
he
a button?
He did. He thought you were so good.
No, he thought I was hitting a button or something,
I did.
Right?
I thought you were hitting a button. Because the cadence was perfect. I was like, he recorded it at some point, which is cool.
I kind of wanted you to do it a little bit different, Shags, so he would be like, how did he get a different Shags button? Like, how does that work? No, here she is. Anyway, welcome, Jason.
Yeah.
And our listener to the world of Shags.
This is
Hello,
awesome.
Everyone. Hi, Ian.
Yeah. That's so great that Shags is here, and let's, you know, because tonight's episode, or today's, or this, whatever, I don't know what time people listen to this goddamn thing, this episode is supposed to be about what we want to talk about next week. In that vein, I want to ask
that's
Shags.
Right, that's right. Jason was talking about, because we have nothing to talk about, he was like, it would be interesting to talk about what we're going to talk about next time. And it's we don't know. And maybe Shags, you can chime in. What do you think?
Okay. So I just heard the Valentine's Day ad. Okay.
Well, which one? His was good. I only let her listen to one.
Well, and I apologize. It was just uploaded. I was at work all day. It's been a stressful day, but
sure.
I made it here in time, and I got to hear one of the ads, and I heard the Pro Flowers ad.
Yeah.
And I thought that I would enlighten you guys, if you do not know about this already, that there are some very wonderful things to do in terms of revenge.
Oh, my
and
God.
And I would like to enlighten our listener on these things. So you can actually send a pile of shit to someone on poopsender.com. Yes, poopsender.com. Free plug for you guys.
Poopsender.com.
Poopsender.com. You can send cow shit. You can send rhinoceros shit. You can
rhino shit.
You can, yes, there's a combo pack. Absolutely. There is. I swear to God, you guys, look it up. I'm not fucking with you. This is a true thing. So I was discussing revenge with someone that I will not discuss because they are a minor. And
she was discussing revenge with like a 15-year-old. This is really fucked up.
Okay. And then we started digging deeper. And then, so there's another thing you can do called the box that you cannot open. You send someone a priority package mailbox, and it's you basically cannot open it. It does not open. And then if you have, you know, the patience to finally open it, they won't reveal what's in the box, but basically it's a complete mind fuck, and you might kill yourself after you do.
I think, look, I didn't create this product, but I think it would be really nice if you finally do, you bring out a fucking power drill and you get into that goddamn thing, your whole house blows up.
Right. Well, they won't reveal what's in the box, right? So then I dug a little deeper. And I started getting into some sick, twisted shit.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, now, finally.
Now, here's the real me. Mask off. Apparently, you can send pubic lice to someone for the low, low price of $168. Yes, you heard it correctly. Pubic lice. So they open the fucking box and they get bombed with fucking herpes. Yes.
Wait. Is it both pubic lice and
herpes? I don't know. I mean, I saw a video and it's true. And it's like totally legal, apparently. And so everyone who cares, Google revenge shit and you will go into a wormhole full of fuckery.
I'd like to suggest something if I could. Astonished. Jason, please, I want to hear your thoughts.
I'm thinking that like what we're going to do is, in our country, we're going to get rid of guns, right? That's happening. And so what is going to happen is going to be some guys like, I want to go to a school and kill some kids, but I don't have any guns. So what I'm going to do is instead, I'm going to send them pubic lice. And so then the Republicans are going to get up there and they're going to be like, look, you can't be taking away people's pubic lice. If we give all of the teachers their own pubic lice, then they can fight pubic lice with pubic lice. And I think that's going to happen. Don't you think that'd be cool?
I can't breathe.
No, I just think, you know, you're a civil rights activist. And that's what I just realized. Yeah.
And I think it'd be awesome. These kids are like, they're like into it, right? They're like, you know what? Hey, you want to play Pokemon? No, fuck Pokemon. I want my pubic lice to fight your pubic lice, ninja. Let's do this.
Oh, and by the way, pubic lice versus herpes in a cage match.
Ooh.
Real winner here.
I don't know who's gonna win. I think the human race loses on both both accounts. Yeah. So, Jason, we have nothing to talk about.
No, we do. So one subject that we could talk about next week is revenge. I'm writing that down. I'm doing a list of all the things we could talk about next week. We could talk about revenge. We could talk
about... Oh, that's right, because we're talking about what we're going to talk about next time.
Yeah.
Okay.
We could fiercely debate whether or not Xena is Middle Eastern, because I think she is, and that's why. I think that's, you know... I mean, she's definitely Greek, right?
Let me ask the Middle Eastern chick. Did I just call you a chick?
So probably. Sorry.
Yeah, all right. Well, she's a woman, but she's Middle Eastern.
That's fine. Is
Xena Middle Eastern?
Xena, warrior princess. I mean, I think there's... I think there's a little Middle Eastern in all of us, don't you think?
Doesn't she say...
Little bit?
Yeah.
I don't know. I never watched the show.
Oh, hang on a second now. Real quick. Sorry. Peek behind the curtain. Joe, when you were doing that la-la-la-la thing, that wasn't you. That was Shags, right?
Motherfucker. Wow. I can't believe that you didn't catch that. We were trying to... Jason... We were trying to surprise you by the appearance of Shags, and you thought that I was that good?
Yeah, I did.
Holy shit.
Wow.
Hey, now, if I had known it was Shags, I wouldn't have played...
Or I will place an energy band over your mouth.
I wouldn't have played that.
Is that thing again? What is that thing?
Silence, or I will place an energy band over your mouth.
I just, you know...
I like that.
You keep coming up with new buttons. I fucking really dig it.
I got a lot of buttons to fill in here. If I had known it was actual Shags...
We're trying to surprise you, Jason, and we couldn't do it. Like, we kept trying to do it.
Surprise!
I'm too stupid to be surprised.
But listen, when I say, here's my impersonation of Shags, do it again.
Or I will place an energy band over your mouth.
Government on this podcast. That's for fucking
Well, hey, Jason, this is funny. Explain to Shags why now we're, like, culpable, or it's somehow we have liabilities to the FCC. Explain to
I read. I read the synopsis of the episode, and then it said, Mother F, FCC something, like, I and then I was going to ask you about it later, but I got here too late, and I didn't get to ask you, so please enlighten me.
Well, Jason will tell you all about it.
Please
go ahead, Jason.
Please do.
It was nothing more than because of Agitpile. I don't know if that's his name, but he's an asshole. And the FCC, long story short, we are now considered a radio station. Joe and I on this podcast. When you listen to the episode, you'll get the further explanation. But basically that means that we have to dedicate some of our quote-unquote airtime to the quote-unquote public good. So last night we did some news. We delivered some news, and that's what we did.
About revenge.
Yeah.
We've already taken care of it because – Shags has told us about revenge. Is that news? When does it become news?
Well, okay, so we don't have to do just news. Remember, it's either news, an ad from the ad council, or a public service announcement. So if you want to turn what Shags said about revenge into a public service announcement, boom, done. And honestly, seriously, and I'm being legitimate, everything that Shaq said about poopcenter.com and the box that you cannot open sounds to me like a public service announcement.
I think so. I think it's important to know.
Absolutely.
I think that we did a service to many people in our community.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Okay, so I
was just going to say.
Box check.
Yeah. I was just going to say. The last episode, funny, I didn't see it coming. Jason was like, look, now that we're a fucking radio show.
So this is like, we're liable for this now?
Yeah, if you don't dedicate a certain percentage of your airtime to the public good, they can take away your license. I was like, hey, fuckers, we don't have a license. And they said, won't stop us. We'll still take it away. And they're like, I hate having things that I don't have taken away from me. Really,
what about
us
cussing and such?
What about you, who?
Yeah, what about the cursing?
Yeah, I'm curious about this.
The cursing? What about the cursing?
We're not covered. I mean, that's allowed. It's First Amendment, motherfucker.
We're not covered?
We're Shit. Covered.
Well, you know what? Jinx is doing what he can to try and mitigate the issues.
Okay.
Now that the FCC is going to be breathing down my underwear.
Okay. Well, and I know that Jason will remedy this situation as best as he can.
Well, in the short term, we're just going to do some news, and if I can get this, you know, shit canned, I will shit can the shit. Fake news. Yeah.
Now, yeah. I want to say, Jason, I was letting people listen to bits and pieces of the last episode, which was last night.
Very beautiful, by the way.
Yeah, and, you know, it makes me think that maybe we should... No, this isn't good, but it's the fact that we waited 2 weeks, like, that first episode after 2 weeks, I felt like we were bursting at the seams.
What's up with you guys? Did you get your period or something?
What? No, it was... we explained it on the last podcast. Oh, okay. Valentine's Day got in the way of the Valentine's Day episode because we're married, and because Jason has a stand-up. He needed to go and do, like, real stand-up.
Oh, okay, that's real.
And come on, like, that's more important. That's way more important than fucking Valentine's
Day. Whoa. Slow down there, horses. Whoa. No, this podcast is the most important thing on...
Are you calling us whores, is?
Yep.
Ish.
And this podcast is more important than anything. I was going to give you a list, but that's going to be a long list because it's everything, right? And I don't think I could list everything. I mean, I could try. Let's see. Apples, walls, doctors, the color blue. This is going to take a while, guys, so feel free to stop me anytime you want.
Now, listen. I just think that we do the podcast every week. We did 50 in a goddamn year, and I'm proud of us for that.
Bravo.
I would like to say, though, you don't do stand-up as often as you should because you're a really funny guy, but if you're going to open up for a touring act and do that, we need to goddamn hold back a little bit. And I needed to spend Valentine's week with my wife, and it was for all for a goddamn good...
Let's just face it. Jason is bigger than he...
You're
pretends
bigger.
...to be, okay? You're a big deal. You're kind of a fucking big deal. Next thing we know, you're going to be a real house husband on The Real Housewives, and you're not even going to talk to us anymore. So we should just take him for what we can.
Can I real quick just address what you said about I'm bigger than I claim to be?
Yes.
That's actually literally true. This is a true story that I'm not making up. On the spot. Here's the thing.
Enough about your penis. Talk about
I'm actually going to talk about my penis. So when I met the woman that I eventually married, Allison, right, I decided that, you know, the absolute best 3-year anniversary gift I could give her was a bigger penis, right? Because, like, if I do it on the 4th year anniversary, she's kind of like, okay, whatever, just do it, get it over with, right? And if I do it too soon, then, you know, obviously I don't want to prematurely surprise her with big penis. So what I did was, I thought, okay, this could be the one. What I did is I went and got these super duper tight, like corset style condoms, and I used those for 3 years, right? And they really shrunk that shit down. I'm just tiny, right? I remember on our wedding night, I'm like, tighten it up. Yeah. I was like, okay, baby, we're married now. And she's like, okay, I guess we're... And she looked and she's like, I guess we're married now. And she was a little disappointed. Anyway, point is, 3rd anniversary, like, we go to this beautiful resort and there's all these palm trees and sand and shit. And we got drunk and I took her back to her room and I'm like, all right, are you ready for the real thing? And I whipped off that, that constrainer thing. And it was just, it was like
a ripcord where you pull one string and then suddenly your penis like it inflates like a raft.
Yeah, it was like the raft. Yeah, it just popped, boom. Yeah. It was like one of those inflatable slides off the side of an airplane. It just exploded out. And she went, ah! And it was like huge. And like the thing that was like coolest about it is like it felt so big in my hand. Like before, I was like, I'm holding a pencil. But now I'm like holding like a kielbasa. It was just... I gotta tell you, it was just so... I'm waiting to exhale.
Waiting to inflate. Listen, you must feel humbled by this whole thing.
Like Cisco, like unleash the dragon, boo.
Yeah, I unleashed the dragon. Oh, at least the largest lizard. There was no fire breathing. I mean, it got hot, and I tell you, but it didn't, you know, like literally breathe fire.
Shout out to Allison.
So, I am bigger than I claim to be, and I don't want to give too much away, but our 10th anniversary is coming up, and wait till she sees what I do the next time I go to the bathroom. Yeah, we took care of the front. Time to take care of the back. Yeah, Hell yeah. Anyway, what were we talking about?
Had a corset around your penis.
Oh my god.
For so long, like, you gotta unleash the goddamn beast.
I did.
Eventually. And you did. And good for you.
Yeah. And here's my one regret. Forgot to give her safety goggles. But you know what? Live and learn, right?
That's okay.
It's another PSA for the public. You guys.
Hey, look. We are following the rules, and we are following them well.
That's right.
I don't want you to regret it, but it is kind of a bummer that your wife is blind.
Well, that's the price you pay for love, dude.
All right. Where do we go from here?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we're talking about
what we're going to talk about next time.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes.
I thought we could maybe do some free word association, right?
Oh, God. Please start us off, my friend.
Okay. No, here's how it's going to work, though, okay? A lot of times when people do word association, it's one-sided, first of all, because if I say Luke Skywalker and you say lightsaber, and then I say Darth Vader and you say, you know, Death Star, I mean, that's boring, right? It's only if I, like, prepare words in advance could it be sort of interesting. Like, if I said Luke Skywalker and you said lightsaber, and then I said turtle and you said tortoise, right? But even that's kind of dull. So here's what we're going to do, and there's three of us, so this is even better. I'm going to say a word, okay? I'm going to say a word, Joe. And then you need to say a word that has nothing to do with that word. But don't think about it. Just spit it out. Like, if I say Luke Skywalker, you say lasagna. And then Shaq is going to go elephant testicles. And I'm going to go the FCC. And we're just going to go round and around until we hit a topic that we all like, that's what the next show should be about. Okay, is that going to work?
By the way, I need a little clarity here.
Yeah.
It's not an association game. It's almost an anti-association game.
Yeah.
Try to be completely away from the last statement.
Yeah.
The last word, right?
Yeah, it's got to be just like as nothing. If anybody was hearing this conversation just one-sided, they would like, what the fuck? This guy goes lasagna, elephant testicles, Martha Stewart. What? And then we just go from there.
You're doing so good with this that I feel like we should just have you do it for like a straight minute so we could laugh out loud. Well, but if you want us to join in,
I want y'all to join in.
I think I'll try. Yeah. I'll do my best.
Okay, so let's do this. I'll go, and then you guys, who's going to go after me, Shags or Joe?
Joe.
All right.
Come on.
It'll go me, Joe, Shags, and we'll just this threesome will work in that order. So I'm doing Joe. Joe's doing Shags. Shags doing me. Okay. No, wait. I got that backwards.
All do each other.
We're all doing each other, but okay. So I'm gonna start, and I'm gonna come up with a random word, and I want it to be totally random. So Joe, can you think of a number between 1 and 200?
197.
Okay, think of a number between 1 and 154, because that's the only number of pages in this book.
Very good. 128.
Okay, I'm going to turn to page 128 because we're getting a random word here.
He's going real random.
Wow, this is like random. Super random.
Okay, 128, and it's got picture on it. So let's do 129. That's funny. Okay, and now give me another number between 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 for the paragraph.
5.
Okay, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, now give me a number between 1 and like 30 for which number I'm going to do.
15.
All right. As soon as I say this word, you go, okay? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Is that one word or two? 1, 12, 13, 14. Okay, ready? Hi.
Snot rocket.
Conundrum.
Lip balm.
Butt sex.
Your mama.
I think that's an association there, Shags. Did you break the rules?
Oh, come on.
Oh, that's too... Okay, I'm sorry. I apologize. Okay.
Calling her out on a fucking technicality there? That's not good.
Umbrella.
Hey. Yeah, there we go. Keep going.
Okay. Post-it note.
My underwear.
Snot rocket.
Bulldozer.
Sugar glider.
Football.
Nice.
Terry Crews's clitoris.
One beard hair.
Hoodies.
A fallopian tube made out of cream cheese with little sprinkles on it, but they're not necessary because who needs sprinkles on a fallopian tube?
My turn?
Yep.
No, that was my answer. Go ahead.
Apple.
A dictatorship. No, that's an association. Sorry, because Steve Jobs, dictator. All right, so.
Man, are you strict about this
game?
Wow,
you're like,
Jesus
I didn't
Christ.
Know there were these rules.
Yeah, sorry. No, you know, I think we've done this enough. Joe, you won. You won. You won. You guys didn't know it was a competition, but I just now decided that it was. Because so. Shags and I both made mistakes. We did an association when we shouldn't have.
Congratulations.
So you're the winner.
Yay! Hit yeah. the clap button, please.
Yeah, I'm going to hit the. How do you do that prize guy voice? That's right, Johnny. And your prize for winning, Joe, is a all-expense trip paid to go to the bathroom in between the two ads we do today, except we're not going to do them. And you can go pee or you can go poo. You can do whatever you want as long as you put it in a box and send it to poopcenter.com. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, poopcenter.com. If you don't like someone, send them rhino shit. Poopcenter.com. That was bad. I'm really apologizing.
They sponsor us.
That would be so freaking awesome.
You
should.
You know what? If we ever actually get a sponsor, we do have sponsors, but yeah.
I mean, like,
I don't consider them real sponsors.
I mean, like,
they're
another
almost
sponsor.
Yeah, another sponsor.
So, poopcenters.com, if you're listening, I got your number, boo.
Is it senders, plural, or
well, there's a few. There's actually a few. And if anyone's curious about it, I would highly suggest you YouTube the response videos, because several people actually order them to see if it's real. Mm-hmm. And they go through several companies and discuss the texture, the scent, and, you know, the wow. packaging, really.
Good God, really?
So if you are, you know, inclined to do so, please do. And I wish I thought of it myself. How about that?
Poopcenters.com.
Hey, let me ask you both this question, sort of not really on topic, but whatever. If somebody sent you like a box of dog shit, that would be pretty offensive, right? But what if
a
they
box?
Sent yeah, what if
that's
somebody
kind of classy.
What if somebody was mad that's at you and they sent a box of some kind of animal? What animal would you like, if like there's a little card in there that said, "Congratulations, you got some cheetah shit," or whatever it is, what animal would you be like, "Fuck, this isn't an insult, I kind of like this"? Can you think of an animal like whose shit you would want to get?
Yeah. Oh, pick me.
Shax,
yeah,
go.
You're, go ahead, Shax.
Okay, so if I got like giraffe shit, I would be like, oh, or like sloth shit, I'd be like, oh my God, that's so thoughtful.
Listen to how delightful this is. Like, oh, giraffe shit.
Oh, look, they're so cute though.
Sloth shit. That's cool. That makes me think of
like,
sloths.
It must have taken them a long time to poop.
Oh, man, come on. Don't you know the best shit ever?
No, I don't.
The best shit ever.
What's the best shit ever?
Is unicorn shit.
Oh.
It's made rainbows. It smells like flowers.
So you're talking about my shit, is what you're talking about.
It smells like
about.
Flowers with weaponized cyanide in it.
Weaponized cyanide in it. Hey, you know what would be really funny if, like...
Hey, wait, I'm sorry, Jason.
Yeah, go ahead.
You don't understand. Unicorn shit seems very pleasant until you take one whiff of it and then it kills you immediately.
You seem to have experience
no.
with unicorn
yeah.
shit.
Well, it's a problem. Okay? Unicorn shit... Jason?
Yeah? Sorry, I was distracted because I was just thinking about how awesome it would be if somebody were to send you whale shit. Because, like, you'd be sitting in your living room reading
whale
Forbes
shit?
Or The Economist.
What
and this is...
You would be offended by, Jason.
This is what you would hear.
What would you be like, truly, this is a heinous crime. Like,
this.
What shit would it be? Joey's shit?
No, it would be whale shit because you'd be sitting there, right? And this is what you'd hear.
Toothpicks and from Joey.
You're like, what the fuck? And you go outside and there's a fucking truck and it's just dumping tons and tons and tons of whale shit. Just so much fucking whale shit. And it smells like plankton.
Man, did you fucking handle that joke better than I would have?
Yeah.
I was just saying whale shit would come in a refrigerator box. And you bust it up, you're like, oh my God, that's like a human-sized turd. That's really terrible.
That's why he does stand-up.
Yeah,
yes,
that's why.
This fucking man has his shit together.
Very nice.
That's pretty funny. That was that was really good. Oh. Oh, we're having too much fun on JBC tonight. We're only halfway done. So, have we? Some of the things we're going to talk about next week. We can talk about revenge. We can talk about whale shit. We can talk about what Xena smells like. Any other things, Joe? Won the contest. You won the free association contest. What was your? What was the thing? What came out of that for you?
Come on, let her go.
Do you judge people on the toilet paper they provide in their home?
You want us to do a whole episode about that? Yes.
No, I just want a...
She just wants to talk about it.
I want to clear it up. Because my significant other judges people on the plies of toilet paper that they provide.
I have a funny story about that.
It's true. Ask him. Ask him.
Oh, by the way, he's here, but I don't know if he wants to chime in. Do you want to talk about it?
Get over here.
Listen, this is an important subject, and maybe we'll have an entire episode about it, but Sean, what about the plies of toilet paper?
Everyone, this is my soulmate. Hi, yeah. Sean.
This is Sean. Sean. Let's give Sean an intro here. Welcome to the show, Sean.
Thank you. Sean, tell us about toilet paper and fucking mean it.
Well... toilet paper, it has to be, first off.
Do you judge people, though?
It's how they place the roll, too.
Oh, absolutely.
Do you like it to come under, or do you like it to come over?
That's important.
That's like saying, do you like to eat pizza, or do you like to beat children with a bat? It goes over. If you do... I'm sorry, no.
That's correct. Over. Thank you, right? And you feel the same way, right, Sean?
Yes, I do. Always
absolutely.
Over. Yeah, but this goes beyond that. Sean, what about the plies? Like, what about the quality of the fucking toilet paper, my friend?
What part of you makes you think, I'm never coming to this fucking house again?
Well, oh my God, I hope we've done a good job, Sean.
Is it sandpaper? Or is it at least... You gotta have a little aloe in your toilet paper, too.
Oh, just a touch! Come on!
What else?
I think that it would be great if they...
At least double ply.
If it's single ply, this is goddamn...
And then what happens if they don't pass your test?
I don't know. You tell me.
Oh, all right.
He brings his fucking wife.
Okay, now. Okay.
Wait, there's more.
I do use wipes.
Yes, me too. Jason, do you use butt wipes?
Well, is a bath towel considered a butt wipe?
No. No, that's just gross.
Oh, Allison,
I just got an image of like a fucking towel that's hanging on a.
It better be a wet towel, though. It's wet.
No, but there's just like streaks of brown on a towel.
No, Joe. Okay,
that's
first of all,
is it moist and hot?
Yes, it's moist and it's hot. Let me be clear. I eat a lot of fiber. I wipe clean. First wipe is always clean. True. So, sorry. Furthermore, the whole time I'm squatting and I got my knees up with a squatty potty, which also helps. I'm spraying that towel with Lysol the whole time, and so it's like,
oh, good job. Yeah. Fuck you, Jason.
Yeah. Fuck you, Jason.
Fuck me, Jason.
Fuck you, Joey.
And fuck you, Joey. Listen, I have two more things I want to say about toilet paper, and I want Sean to chime in. First is a story. Okay. And the second is an idea. Okay. First is a story, and this is where I want Sean to chime in. I have a friend that I was hanging out with recently, and he told me, and this is true, I'm not making this up, that he's so OCD about wiping his ass that he has to buy single-ply toilet paper, otherwise he'll clog his toilet. True story.
That's a conundrum.
Yeah.
Well, that speaks to the enormity of his turds.
I don't understand if he's OCD. You don't think it's getting clean enough with single-ply.
No, that's a good point. But his thing is that he can't have, he's like,
we're getting deep into the shit right now.
No, it's so his method is to like, he uses like a minimum, he's like a 10 wipe guy, right? I had a boss once, this is a true story. I had a boss once who had a daughter and her daughter's best friend was living with her, and they were going through way too much toilet paper. And she told me that the rule in their house, she had to set her foot down. She said, look, here's the rule of the house, ladies. One for snatch, two for hatch. That was the rule. And I was like,
oh my God, implement it immediately. Immediately.
Wait, are you down with that, Shaq?
I am down with it because we have certain house guests that come over, and you know what I'm talking about. There's we have 12 rolls, and then she leaves, and we have none.
Yeah.
And now that's a lot of rolls.
And I'm like, exactly what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah.
Well, that's not just the butt or the vajay. That's also like your face and like everything else. I feel like sometimes
I have moist towelettes.
Well. Come on, that's egregious. That's too much.
It is egregious. It shouldn't be one roll per poo. It should be, like I said, one for snatch, two for hatch. Person. Yeah, exactly.
Now, God damn it. Now, listen, everybody. I want to put a cap on this.
Okay, before you do, I know you want to end this. Hey, I have one more thing I want to say about TP, so if you're putting a cap on it, let me know. Before you cap that ass. Before you pop that cap. Fuck. Go ahead,
Jason, I get it. Why don't you say your goddamn piece first?
I just said... I just think it would be great. I mean, Sean was talking about super soft toilet paper. And I want a toilet paper that's so soft. I mean, so soft that this is their tagline when they advertise it. This is it. Are you ready? Here we go. Okay, we need a fake TP name so I can do the ad. What's the name? What's
squishy
my TP?
Tushy.
Was it?
Holy shit!
What was it called?
Squishy Tushy.
Squishy Tushy. All right.
Squishy. That was Shaq's. Beautiful. Hit it.
Right, here we go. Okay. Squishy Tushy. So soft, if you're gay, you'll come. And if you're not gay, you'll become gay. Squishy Tushy. There you go. What do you think?
Jason, did you just come up with that?
Yeah.
Top of your fucking head.
Yeah.
Good job, dude.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
I'm writing that down. Okay. Squishy Tushy. I like that. We should, right, the four of us, fucking A, we should go to fucking Madison Avenue and like be ad people. Right? Right? We should be like, hey, you know what? Mad men, fuck you guys. We're like mad people. We're madder. We're madder people. I don't know.
Okay, guys, I want to just clear something up right now because it's been a problem in our relationship for years.
I'm pretty anal about my
anal?
TP. Anal? Sean is anal about his TP.
I had this great idea probably, what,
seven years ago. It's true.
I came to her, and this is like, you know, 4 years into our relationship, I'm like, babe, I got an idea. I'm going to make these portable wipes, and they're going to be called Dude Paper.
Dude paper. I like that.
And
they'll be in, like, a credit card size.
And she laughed at me. She goes, you're never going to...
I did a fucking... Okay, let's correct this right now, because you have a problem with this.
To make a small story short...
Okay, no. Don't throw me under
whatever,
the bus.
However
a long story short...
Long story short.
I did not discredit you. I said, that's a great idea.
I was driving home, like, 2 years later, and there was a commercial on the radio about Dude Wipes.
Okay.
And now they're a multi-million dollar company, and I get blamed for it every fucking day.
Because it was the brilliant idea that was not...
It was his brainchild.
Three college students that lived together. They're all roommates. They came up with this idea.
Yeah, another plug. Go look at Dude Wipes, guys, if you want to fucking sponsor Just Be Cousins. Give us a call, okay? Because apparently I dropped the fucking ball because I didn't coddle Sean's baby child of shit wipes. And now this is like this might be what... may get us divorced.
Oh, wait. This is a lot of fun, Jason. So
we have a...
No, go ahead. Chad.
We have one more surprise for you tonight, Jason.
Oh, yeah?
Okay.
Yeah, I think we have one more surprise.
Really?
And it just ran out of the
way. Funny. A surprise, never had a surprise run full speed out of a room.
But wait.
Whatever.
Wait,
what?
The surprise is back.
She's hobbling back in. Somehow.
So Pauline is here.
Yes!
Pauline.
I'm writing that down too.
Come on in, babe.
Hey there. See, here I was thinking that I would have to go to my Dr. Phil soundboard so that Sean and Shags could talk about their issues, but Pauline's in the house.
No, we're done.
Okay.
We've got plenty of issues. Whatever filling you need, you know.
Now, if you're interested in being a couples therapist, it is now me and my wife, Pauline. So ask us some questions.
Okay, because that could be our subject for next week, right? It could be couples therapy, right?
That could be a good idea.
Oh, no, it's a great idea.
All right.
Do it.
All right, here we go.
So I'm supposed to ask you guys some questions?
Yeah.
About your funny.
Okay, you're a professional.
All right. So how long have you – and you can't see me, but I've got my hands together, and I'm putting the tops on my mouth and the thumbs under my chin. Can you picture that?
Yes.
Are you
wearing your glasses, though? That's the important part.
Very much. Yes, I'm wearing my glasses.
Okay. All right. I see it. I've got it.
Okay. So I want to ask the two of you, how long have you been married?
Almost 3 years.
Hello?
March, 3 years.
In March, it'll be 3 years? Okay.
Final answer.
No? All right, so Pauline, would you be exhilarated or disappointed if on your anniversary, Joe were to whip it out, so to speak, take off the corset condom, and his penis was actually larger than you had known it to be before?
Wouldn't matter.
See, now, when I hear that, I hear you hate him.
Well, yeah, that's a given, but, I mean, I thought we were just talking about the dick here.
You guys want to know a true story?
Oh, yeah.
A true story about your wedding? Okay, so yeah. I need to get this off my chest, because this has been upsetting me for almost 3 years now.
Hey, for our listener, Jason was at the wedding.
Yes.
I was there.
Ask for me.
Yeah, and so was Joe. Joe, you were there, too.
In the wedding. How does it make you feel, Jason?
I was there in spirit. Yeah. Now tell you
guys,
the story.
You guys are going to get mad at me when I tell this story, but you're also going to be happy. Oh, so, okay. Joe, who was your best man?
That's a semantic problem, but on that day, it was Marcus.
Okay, so I don't know if you've talked to Marcus recently. The next time you do, tell him I think he's an awesome dude. That's sincere. That's not JVC bullshit. That is true. I think Marcus is cool. Marcus ran your bachelor party. We had a great time. So after you guys got married.
Jason, hold on, everybody. Now, there's a lot of fucking chaos going on here. Okay. Tell us what the fuck. Come on.
Sorry. So here's the story. So after the ceremony was done, but you guys were somewhere else, probably screwing, I don't know. There's just a group of people standing around, and we were talking about what a great couple you are. And I said, I made a joke. It was in incredibly poor taste. But in my defense, I was incredibly drunk. I said, yeah, they're great. I give them about 6 months. Okay. That's the terrible joke, right?
Thank you.
Here's the thing. Here's what is going to make you happy. True as a heart attack. Marcus turned to me and said, I'll kick your fucking ass.
Oh, no.
Jason.
Yeah. He did. And I knew he was sort of joking, but I also knew he was sincere as a heart attack because, you know, that speech he gave right during after the thing was very heartfelt. And I think it was very, it was from the heart. It was meaningful. It was powerful. And so he was kind of joking because he knew I was. But at the same time, he was like asserting like, hey, dude, maybe you've known this guy since he was born because you're related to him and shit. But I will kill people for him. Motherfucker.
You know what? I believe that. Marcus is not someone you'd want to meet in any kind of alley. I was going to say a dark alley, but any kind of alley. Yeah. Or anywhere if he doesn't like you.
No, a well-lit alley.
Yeah, frankly.
If you were in a well-lit alley with Marcus, you'd be like, I'm sorry. Have I offended you?
Yeah. He'll look you in the eyes as you're bleeding out. I love that, man.
That is so awesome. Look. Fuck the dark alley.
You're not getting away from this, motherfucker. Not at all. Okay, you said I give them 6 months?
Yeah, because...
Explain yourself.
Okay, so because...
I think I may have thrown the ring in your face around six-ish, so...
No. Right. This is not about you, honey.
Okay.
The truth is...
This is about us!
Hey! Okay, now I'm about to beat my wife, but we shouldn't do that on the podcast.
No,
it's a private situation.
Number one rule of podcasting: never beat your wife.
Okay, come on, give me this. Okay,
so I said it because I was being ironic, right? I mean, it was in poor taste, but the truth is I knew that that was ludicrous. I was trying to impress your friends. Look, I wasn't on medication back then. I had a lot of anxiety. I was trying to be funny. I would not have said it if I thought it was true. If I thought it was true, I would have said, oh, they're great, and then I would have drank some more. Instead, I said this, and then I drank some more. So I wasn't...
You know what? I think my mom said, was it mom or Andy? I don't know. Said maybe about 2 to 4 months. So, you know, you went past that. So yeah, that means
no
something.
Shit.
No, I'm kidding.
Okay.
Well, no, I'm being serious.
So I'm on an emotional roller coaster here.
Wow. Joey's going to cry himself to sleep tonight.
No, but I can
say
this.
No, but look me in the eyes. I hate you.
Oh, God. And I just did. I just looked her right in the fucking eye.
You guys, I just spat Chablis all over my computer. That was hilarious.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Okay. Well, okay.
That's truly how I feel.
Oh, come on.
Now, for our listener, just real quick, an aside. I watched the two of these people snuggle while they watched Annabelle 2. She's lying. That's love right there.
That's true. The cool thing is when Jason came into town, we realized that we would like Jason to be around all the time.
All the time.
Because he has the same proclivities as we, and we're like, okay.
As
shit.
We.
Yeah. Did you like that?
I did. That was good.
It was a lot of
my
fun.
My grammar's good. You do good.
You remember?
Keep speaking, Pauline.
Yeah.
You're doing a great job.
Do you guys remember when
But Jason,
that
seriously,
visit?
I need to pan this out. I know that like you're bursting at the seams. You have something to say, but listen to this.
Do, yeah.
We were on the fucking couch after my 40th birthday, which was a fucking blast out, crazy.
Yeah,
show.
Absolutely. Yeah. Huh? How about that?
But I want. All right, so, but honestly, Jason, you need to know that we were trying to recover from this huge fucking party.
Yeah.
You were there.
And it was just amazing how simpatico we were.
God damn it.
Fuck you, Joey.
I think I'm with Jason on that.
Well, yeah, it's a shitty word, but I fuck with him about it. Anyway, you were sitting on the couch, and we were like, what are we going to do? We're hungover. What are we doing? I was
order
like,
Chinese food.
Yeah, and we were like, Chinese food. And Jason was like, yes! Fucking Chinese food! And then we were like, horror movie? And he was like, oh, yeah! Horror movie! Yes!
It's so
and then
true.
By the end of that day, and then you, and we were really sad to see you go because you were like, I have to catch a plane. And we're like, well, we could spend 3 days with Jason eating Chinese food and watching fucking horror movies. And all the conversations that we had were really fucking good. So, God damn it,
it's
we
nice
love you, Jason.
When you're on the couch and you get that perfect sound when you like get off the leather couch, you know that that just that perfect.
I know what you're talking about. I know exactly what you're talking about. You know, I thought it was great. We were all
You made me just naked on the leather couch.
Oh,
yeah,
well,
of course.
And then when you stand up, it sounds like fucking tape.
We're family. We were all naked.
We're all very close.
I'm assuming Shags and Sean can tell me if this is the case, but I remembered like when you guys were like going at it, like just we're talking just pound, pound, pound. I'm standing there giving you pointers, Joe, and I felt just a real closeness. You know what I'm saying? It's just a closeness, like because I would say like move your hips a little to the left, and Pauline was looking at me like, yeah, do that, and then you would be like, oh, that's a good idea. Yeah. Yeah, because her heart's on the left side of her body, and if you get the rhythm going just right, you can actually increase her heart rate against her will. And women like that whole against their will shit. They say they don't, but that they have to, because otherwise it's not against their will. So, yeah, remember?
I appreciate taking my heart into consideration here, though. It's nice during lovemaking, you know?
Yeah.
He's a nice guy at the end of the day, right?
Yeah.
Back to the dick question. It doesn't matter. It's all about, you know...
I just love it. I love it. This is something we could talk about next week, Joe, as a subject. I love it when women lie and say dick size doesn't matter. It's just so sweet. It's just so, you know, like charming and like supportive. And
it matters. But I'm not saying it doesn't matter. I'm just saying.
Okay, see, let me, that's easy for Laura.
Not true. So,
but Laura's my girlfriend. Pauline's my wife.
Yeah.
And I mean,
you fucking bring up that bitch, Laura, one more motherfucking time. I will fucking cut a bitch. Mm. How many more times are you going to slip up?
Yeah.
Hey, in Joe's defense, he doesn't have sex with Laura. They just play Parcheesi. It is a very sexual Parcheesi, but it's not actual sex. So, I mean, that could be worse. I don't know. But anyway, what were you saying about size?
I dissociate when I fuck my, like, Goombas.
I keep telling Jeff every time, you know. No eye contact.
Don't look at me. Yeah. I said no looking.
Right.
What did I tell you?
So this is what we have going, Jason.
So look, let me just be very clear here, though, because I don't agree. Because, just first of all, shout out to my Sean.
Oh.
We're going on 11 years this March.
Oh, hey, let me hit the applause button.
Motherfucker. Undid an extra notch in his dick and was like, surprise, my dick is bigger. I'd be really upset that we could,
we could have enjoyed this a long time ago.
So I'm not going to fucking pretend. No, that's not to say that I've been around for 11 years, so clearly I'm a happy camper. But I think that's full disclosure.
What if I woke up tomorrow and, you know, my boobs were like two sizes bigger?
How'd you feel about that?
Yeah.
How would you feel about that?
What if wifey woke up tomorrow two sizes bigger, Jason?
What if my wife did?
Yeah. Okay. I don't know. Are you like a boob guy, leg guy? I mean, I don't know.
First of all, I'm not a boob guy. But second of all, if you've all met my wife, if she woke up two boob sizes bigger, she'd have trouble getting out of the bed. So
yeah, that might be an issue. Good for you.
And look. Look.
I guess bigger is better. Maybe I'm wrong.
It's all about that bass is what I've heard.
Until I go to try on the gap
and then I try to make a joke about the bass and she rolls her eyes at me and says, I don't think we have that size.
Hey, total change of subject, and I apologize. Joe, I know you want to say some things, but...
You're going to change the subject?
No, listen. I just want to say this. Fuck JBC. Pauline and Shags need to do their own fucking podcast because they are fucking amazing.
Right?
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to bring this up because there's this podcast called... My Favorite Murder. Okay. And what have you heard it?
No, but I just think it's great that we're talking about your wife and that's the podcast you bring up.
I'm telling you, when I listen to My Favorite Murder, it's like this I just feel so like quiescent and calm because it sounds like Shags and my wife talking.
Oh.
The frequency, by the way, let me tell you why. The frequency with which they say fuck is almost perfect.
Are you fucking shitting me?
Right. And they're both Southern California girls. So like the likes fly, like, really, obviously, like literally. Anyway, it's a comforting thing to me. It's almost like, you know, I can't explain it, but it's one of the reasons why I listen to that podcast, and it's one of the reasons why I'm always trying to get both of these girls onto this podcast.
I'm just saying.
Because it's funny. Like, not only are those girls don't just sound like Shags and Laura.
I mean,
they are
funny. Are you going to bring this bitch up one more time?
Yeah. Oh, cut a bitch.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry. Look.
You have a serious
That was a long time. That was a long time ago. It was a long time ago.
Whenever you're ready to discuss serial murders, I'm on board.
Okay, well, then we might have to dive into our... We can talk about reality TV.
Boo!
Boo this woman!
But shun this child.
Hey, you know.
Laura is a real woman, but that was a long time ago. You've told me that you've forgiven me about Laura.
Mm.
I'm sorry. I'm a little bit drunk. I said Laura over and over again. God damn it.
Don't worry.
And you continue to say it. So what's going to happen to you when this podcast is over, motherfucker?
Yeah.
Because we're going to leave at some point.
Hey, Jason, I've got a problem here.
You do. You have a problem. And I think I know the solution. Next week's podcast, the subject should be
Donald,
just Shags and Pauline talking the whole time. it's their podcast. That's what we should be. Next week should be just Shags and Pauline, and they can bring in guests, and I can run a soundboard if they want.
Is revenge.
The topic is revenge. Hey, wait. So it's normally
About 7 hours. Yeah.
So it's normally JBC, but then it will be JSP.
Yeah.
What's that?
Just Shags and Pauline.
Just Shags and Pauline. That's awesome.
What do you think?
I think that's perfect. JSP. Yeah.
We can take a fucking break, man. Come on.
Yeah, we need to.
And we're in effect.
Okay. And here's what I want to have happen. Shags, this is what happened. You're sitting in front of your Yeti, and Pauline calls you and says, I need 5 more minutes. And you're like, okay, that's cool. And then she calls you and she says, hey, I can't do this tonight. Joe's got the night off. Can we do this tomorrow? And you say, okay, that's cool. And then the next night, Pauline calls you and says, okay, let's just do this next week. Go do some stand-up or something.
No,
you fuck.
He won't.
No, that won't happen? Okay, all right.
It's a good possibility, I'm going to be honest.
Well, you know, I've talked to you about this before, Jason. Like, I think it's a really funny idea. And it takes a lot of podcasts to get to this point where, like, if one of us can't be on the podcast, we don't cancel the podcast. No. We just bring in somebody to replace one of the others.
That's right.
And then if we both can't do it, fuck it. It's fuck Shags it. And fucking Pauline.
Yeah, absolutely.
Chin chin to that. We can do that.
I think they do it well, but we would have to set them up with all of the stuff.
No, you wouldn't have to
stuff.
Do anything.
I mean, no.
You'd have to do like
you can set it up.
We don't know. I mean, we just like blabber for an hour. And then we'd be like, oh, shit, that was on tape.
Was it recording? I don't even know.
Did it
bounce? I opened the computer.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful.
You know what, Jason? I thought this would be a JBC episode, but I'm not sure what it is now.
This is Just Be All of Us. It's JB.
Just Be What?
All of Us. JBAOU.
This was us trying to surprise you, but apparently.
No, I'm having the time of my life.
That honestly was my favorite thing because he couldn't get it.
Wait, did you not like hear the in the beginning? Did you think it was
he thought it was me.
That's cute.
Silence, or I will place an energy band over your mouth.
Yeah, I thought it was Joe the whole time.
But Jason, everyone's been practicing, so can we give it to you really quick?
Yeah, all three of you? All four of you are there? Yeah, please.
We're going to do the
Lily, everyone's been practicing for you.
Okay,
so here we go.
I need
one,
to give...
1, 2, 3. Lily! And we're on the watch
list. Oh, man. That's a beautiful, beautiful thing. I don't know what I like more about you people. Your ability to just boom, 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 jump on the podcast, make some funny, funny comments, slide with the motion and the groove. I don't know if I like that or just the fact that you're genuinely physically beautiful. All four of you, Joe, Sean, Shags, Pauline, I look at you and I think, yes, fertility. That's what I think. I think...
fertility.
Yeah, I don't know what I like more. I'm thinking both. I'm thinking if you guys make that sound that you just made during sex, oh, your kids are going to be fucking giants. They're going to be what do they call those?
Green-eyed monsters.
What are those kids that were like born from like an angel having sex with a woman? Nephilim. Your kids are going to be Nephilim. Nephilim. I'm writing that down. Nephilim. Nephilim. Wow. Nephilim. How do you spell Nephilim?
I don't know, but I imagine you saying that with your glasses on and like while you're like playing with your chin hairs.
You know what's funny, Jason, is that every time we do this podcast, and it's been the whole goddamn time, there's a picture of you and you look like the fucking Unabomber.
A little bit. And you have this smirk like, where like, I just blew this bitch up.
Yeah, it's true. That is my...
Crazy. Reflecting glasses,
but
and
then
it's not like the normal blue green color. It's like the red orangey reflecting.
Was that super douchey?
Yeah, a little bit.
Hey,
and I want to see my reflection in it, but I don't. I feel like what I'm looking at is the reflection of your bathroom.
Hey, true story.
Selfie. 1, 2, 3, go.
You creating bombs and there's wires in there.
Those sunglasses. I'm not making this up. I purchased the day of your wedding. Not a lie. True story. Yeah, absolutely.
It all comes back to your wedding.
It all comes back. Always.
It all comes back.
I know.
Yeah. But it's true, I did. I went to a little bodega near the hotel where you put us up. I bought a fifth of Sky vodka and some orange juice and these sunglasses. And I went out to the beach and I just held up my middle finger to the sky and got drunk.
I like it.
My arm got tired, but my eyes were cool because I was behind these shades.
I feel that way about sunglasses, period. I don't know that I've ever spent more than $10. Maybe like, 15, to be fair. They're like, a pair of sunglasses.
They were like,
and every time you spend more, you end up losing them or sitting on them. So
I just tell them you're fucked.
Yeah.
Day one, just look at the glasses and say you're fucked. You're going down under my ass, in my purse, like
at the grocery store, at the bar, at the bar,
my friend's head, like you're fucked.
By the way,
I could just see Pauline is at like the grocery store. She's looking at these sunglasses. She's going, "Which one of you bitches want to die now?"
Bitches.
Okay, so we're at an hour. You guys, I want to do this forever.
I'm so happy right now. This has been a wonderful podcast.
Oh, so good.
Take five.
So good. Joe, did we learn anything today? What are we going to talk about next week?
One, we haven't learned a goddamn thing.
Venezuela.
Two.
People are starving.
You're waiting for the beat, aren't you?
Took me so long to get my wife on this podcast, and now she just can't stop.
Yeah.
She's just fucking ready to go.
I know, huh? Podcasting's like Doritos. You get one in your mouth, you're like, fuck, give me all of them.
That's how podcasting works.
That's how it works.
Now, listen, I think what we've learned, and I, goddammit, I got handed to Shags, I think it is revenge.
Yes.
Because revenge is not only kind of dark, weird, but it's also really funny. So if we do now,
everyone think about your revenge stories now.
Yeah, so go on Twitter, send me your revenge stories.
Now everybody needs to understand before this ends that when we have a theme, or this is the thing, there's going to be a Larco ad about revenge. There's going to be another ad about revenge. There's going to be a montage about revenge, which is going to be tough. Or it'll be something else. I'm going to try and fucking whip it up if I can.
Yeah.
Revenge.
Whip it.
Oh.
Right. Yeah, that's what it's going to be about. Okay. And it only took an hour, guys. It only took an hour to figure out what we're going to talk about. Pretty good. Pretty good. My line of work, we call that a win. Not W-I-N, but N-G-U-Y-E-N, because this guy, Dap Nguyen, that I work with, yeah, he's always about getting things done in an hour. It doesn't matter what it is. He's just like, 1 hour, you say to him. How long is it going to take you to do that, Nguyen? He's like, 1 hour. Anyway, stupid joke. I'm going to turn the volume up now. Thanks, everybody. Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye. Bye.
Revenge!
fucking yes. Jason, you still there?